Hi, welcome to my virtual exhibition of my TOK exhibition. So the prompt I've chosen for my TOK exhibition is how might the context in which knowledge is presented influence whether it is accepted or rejected? So the main focus of my question is the context and how some presentations of knowledge can affect how it's accepted. So my three objects are a comic book, a movie poster, and a polygraph test. The comic book and movie poster both represent two different types of knowledge that are accepted in their own fields. The comic book, it is fictitious, but it does portray quality morals. Like, for example, in this one, it's the Justice League of America. It shows the Man of Steel, Superman, being an upstanding citizen who fights for truth, justice, and the American way. And those morals teach children and can teach adults in how they need to act in certain situations. So the context for that, the knowledge for that is accepted in, it's a hobby, really. Reading comic books is seen as a hobby. But if you take a comic book and try to present it to something more formal, like a lecture or a presentation, it won't really be accepted because of the way it's presented, because there's stereotypes about comic books that are, it's for children, it's a graphic novel. Real books for adults have thousands of words in them. That's just the stereotype. And then the movie poster is of the Star Wars A New Hope, made in 1997. I chose this object because I really enjoy Star Wars, and my dad introduced Star Wars to me at a very young age. He made me and my brother watch it when I was maybe 6 or 7. I had no idea what it was. It was just, I actually found it a little bit scary, that first scene when Darth Vader invades the Rebel ship and he breaks open the door and then slaughters all the Rebel defenses. Like, I found that a bit scary, but I've grown to enjoy all the Star Wars, and now every time a new Star Wars movie comes out, me and my dad, my brother before, but now he's in college, but we'll go see it together. It's like a tradition of some sorts. So it relates to my prompt by, it's another presentation of knowledge. It's another fictitional movie that shows how knowledge can be presented. It doesn't have many real-world truths, but if you look behind the characters' choices and their ethics, you can see a lot of things that can relate to how we should act. It's giving us knowledge on how a person should rebel against a galactic empire that is dominating the universe, and how someone should fight for truth, peace, and justice. And so it, sorry, there's echo and stuff. But it's, Star Wars movies are accepted by society for what they are. They present these morals, they present, some may say, a good storyline, not so much in the recent years or the prequels, but in those original three, they're known as quality movies that people love. There's tons of memorabilia out there for them. And the choices that each character makes can show their morality and ethics. It's something that it can relate to our everyday lives. But in the context which it is, which is a form of entertainment, it's accepted. But same as the comic book, if you take it to anywhere else, maybe it could be accepted in lower level learning, like high school or middle school. Really, if you take it anywhere past that, the same example, so a United Nations meeting, it's not going to be accepted as a form of knowledge because of, it's a story. Stories can tell the truth, but they usually don't. There's no evidence in a story that will relate to a United Nations meeting. So the context for which the knowledge is presented really does affect if it's accepted or rejected. And then my third object is a polygraph test. I don't really have much of a personal connection to this. I just believe that it'd vary my objects, because I was going to do a video game or something, or another type of presentation of knowledge, but the polygraph is used for the detection of deception. A polygraph determines whether knowledge is literally accepted or rejected, because in court of law, you want truthful knowledge. You want something that is useful to convict crimes. However, more recently, it's been proven by the American Psychology Association that polygraphs really don't tell the truth. They measure our senses. They measure breathing, heart rate, and it can't really, you can't deduce if someone's lying from if they're breathing heavily or their heart's beating really fast, because that's lying is something that you do through speech or your intentions. It is used more of as a screening tool for government agencies to like test how relaxed they are in an uncomfortable situation. So it's no longer accepted as evidence in criminal court. However, it is used very commonly in crime dramas or even comedies to be shown as a type of evidence. So the context in which it's used now, rather than in 1921 when it was invented for the purpose of a criminal court, is that it's a movie prop. It has no real purpose in the real world. So the context has changed for it, because before it was used by polices and government agencies to tell if someone's lying, and then they would use that as evidence in criminal court to incarcerate them or prove that they're innocent. But in nowadays context, it doesn't really do that. It's now a prop for a movie. So the context is key for the acceptability of the knowledge and how it's presented. Thank you for listening. You probably didn't make it this far because it's 7.5 minutes, because I wouldn't listen to a recording at 7.5 minutes. But if you do, I don't know, leave a comment or whatever, or however it works. Thank you for listening.